Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into this week's podcast. Don Munson along with Monty Lee. Yes, fall ball is upon us as we get things started with the baseball season. And I know for you, this is always an exciting time of year. You're coming off a successful year last year, but here we go. The push towards 2020 begins right now.
Very, very excited to get started. All of our young men have come back and are working very hard to get themselves in baseball shape. A lot of strength and conditioning, a lot of teaching them the skills, working on their skills, offensively, defensively, base running, pitching, the whole nine yards. Guys have been working hard, but we're very excited to get to this day to where we can actually compete and play the game and give us more time to work with our guys. So I love fall practice. It's probably my favorite time of the year.
All right, let's talk with the pitching side of things first before we talk about other things. Obviously, you've got a couple of guys that are coming back that are going to give you great leadership, but you also got some young arms I know that you're very excited about.
Yeah, we do. We've got a good mix. We feel very good about our recruiting class and some of the youngsters that we have coming in. But we also have a good mix of guys that have thrown a lot of innings for us. So, just that combination of guys like Sharp and Clark and Weatherly and Spires and Hennessy and Holt Jones. And hopefully we can get a Spencer Strider back to 100% by the time the season starts. And then some of the newcomers, Mac Anglin and Nick Hoffman and Ryan Ammons and I'm sure I'm missing some guys, but just a combination of older guys and younger guys working together, and hopefully these older guys will take the young guys under their wing and provide them with the type of leadership that we need to build the team to where we want it to be come February.
Let's talk a little bit about Spencer Strider first and foremost. Obviously, you thought was going to be a big piece of what was going to happen last year, and then goes down with the injury. Where is he? Where do you feel like that he is? And kind of what you plan to do with him here during the fall?
Well, he's right on schedule with his rehab, and he's doing very, very well. Spencer and Carter Raffield both are working extremely hard. They're very diligent with their throwing program and their rehab and their strength and conditioning and all the things that it takes to get back to 100%. So they're right on schedule. They just got to keep working hard and not try to do too much. I think that's the key in rehab. I heard this one time, and it's so true when it comes to a rehab program. You don't want to do too little and you don't want to do too much. You want to do exactly what you're supposed to do. And both those guys are doing a great job of it right now. So we expect Carter's a little ahead of Spencer, just in terms of he had his surgery done a couple months before Spencer. So now Carter will be at a year in December. Spencer will be at a year come February 1. So, Spencer, we'll see. We'll know a lot more with Spencer come January, but we'll also know a lot more with Carter come January when they can actually start facing hitters and we see where they're at.
The other guy I want to talk to you is a little bit about Davis Sharp. Davis has a tremendous freshman year for you, obviously, not only in the mound, at the plate, a little bit in the field for you as well. What's the plan for him? Are you going to ask him to continue to do what he has been doing, or are you going to, I'd really like to see him concentrate on the mound. What's the plan for Davis?
Well, I think Davis, just looking at him right now and where he's at in his development, his bat is way too good to take the bat out of his hand. So he's actually focusing more on hitting, I would say, this fall, just because he's thrown a lot of innings. I mean, he pitched a lot for us last year. He was a workhorse in high school. So he's thrown a lot of innings. He's a good athlete. So we're not as concerned with Davis this fall about how many innings he pitches. The main thing is getting him ready for the spring. He will pitch, but his volume, I would guess, is probably going to be a little bit lower on the mound. His volume will be higher on the offensive side, just because there were some things that we felt like he needed to do to continue to develop as a hitter. He'll play some first base. We will certainly limit his throws. He won't throw the ball very much from first base in our defensive work, but we'll play him at first base, and he'll hit the whole fall, and we'll pitch him some. But he has looked really good. He's he's one of the most improved hitters, I would say, from last year to where he is right now. He spent the whole summer working out in the weight room really hard. Rick Franzblauer, strength coach, did an outstanding job, and the ball's really coming off his bat right now. He's in a better place right now offensively than he was last year, so we're really excited to see how he does this fall.
You know, being around here this summer, it seemed like I saw a lot of your pitchers that were here on campus as opposed to going and playing. That, I know, was a decision y'all made as a staff. Hey, we only want these guys to throw so many innings.
Yeah. Well, again, there's a certain threshold when it comes to innings pitched that we don't want our guys to go beyond, just from a health standpoint. So once those guys reach those limits, we don't want them to go out and pitch more. For us, we would rather them throw their innings here at Clemson in the fall and in the spring season. Certainly, if one of our guys gets an opportunity to go play in the Cape Cod League, which is a great opportunity for them, we'll let them go. But we're still going to monitor their innings and shut them down if we feel like we need to, just to preserve the health of their arms. So a lot of our pitchers stayed here this summer, worked out in a weight room and got stronger, and really just trying to build their bodies to handle the workload of pitching at this level. So it's worked out really good for us.
All right. Behind the plate, obviously Kyle Wilkie is gone, a guy that seems like he's been there forever. So you've got a competition going on there.
We absolutely do. Adam Hackenberg. Again, a young man that came into the program and caught some for us last year as a true freshman. Very high on Adam. Adam went out and played in the Cape Cod League last summer. He's in a better place right now than he was coming in. And we have a young man in Jonathan French who is very, very talented, really good player, came from an outstanding high school program in Parkview, was drafted, could have been drafted very high. If he wanted to sign out of high school. Both guys we feel very good about. Obviously Adam has more experience, but they're both going to catch a lot for us this fall and battle it out. And I anticipate both guys, it's my job to get both guys ready to play for us in the spring. So we feel good about both guys.
All right. Then I heard you were talking with the media yesterday. Sam Hall, it looks like he's a guy you're going to give a shot at a little bit at shortstop, move him around. He can do so many things for you. I fully expect him to go Buster Posey on us at one time if you give him that opportunity to play all nine positions. But here's a guy that's a unique talent, and you can use him about anywhere.
He is. He's one of the most, if not the most gifted player we have when it comes to his skill set and what he brings to the table. He's a base stealer. He's a good hitter. He's got some pop in the bat. He can play a number of different positions on the field. And what we want to do with Sam this fall is try to limit him to two spots on the field, play shortstop and second base. I want to keep him on the dirt this fall, because we feel like that's what best suits us as a team. He can always go into the outfield, and we want to try to help him become a more consistent hitter. Sam came out last year like a ball of fire the first half of the year, and then he struggled some the second half of the year, and we feel like we need to work on some of those areas offensively with him to try to put him in a position to be more consistent throughout the year offensively. But we want to narrow his focus on defense and raise the focus in certain areas offensively with him and try to get him ready for the spring.
All right, so then what else would happen? All right, if Sam is going to play a little bit at second, then what happens at shortstop behind him?
Mm-hmm. Well, he'll play some shortstop. He'll play some second. James Parker will play shortstop. James went out and played and was an all-star in the Coastal Plains League this summer, played shortstop in Wilmington. We also have a young man in Pierce Gallo who's a true freshman who we are very, very high on. We think he's going to be a really good player for us. He'll play some shortstop and second base. And we also have Max Starbuck, who redshirted for us last year, is a really good defender and had a good summer as well in the Coastal Plains League. So those guys right now we'll keep in the middle of the field, another true freshman in Reagan Reed, a local player. We'll play some second and third, maybe some outfield and catch. He's played a number of different positions, is a pretty good hitter. But I would say at shortstop right now, the primary focus will be between James Parker, Pierce Gallo, and Sam Hall.
All right, then how about the two corner infield spots? And you're looking for bodies there, you got to replace some guys.
Yeah, again, just a number of guys that we're going to play in those spots. Sharp will play some first. Briar Hawkins, who had a good year for us, will play third base primarily and some first. We know he can play first base. We'd like to put him at third base and see if he can fill the void there. Chad Ferry. It was a high school infielder, shortstop, second baseman in high school, played some first, played some outfield for us last year. We're going to play Chad over there as well. And I could see us sliding Pierce Gallo over there as well. He's a very gifted infielder, feel like he's going to be a good hitter. He's going to play some third base, I'm sure, at some point this fall, and we could play Reagan Reed over there some too. And we even put Hackenberg. Hackenberg has got an above-average arm, and he's got good hands. We even put him over there some. I like to move guys around. One of our goals with our players, and we talked about this with the position players the other day, we want them to be able to play three positions on the field. Again, just to give those guys opportunities, if they're swinging the bat well, give those guys opportunities to get on the field. Sometimes they have a guy in their primary position. So being able to play, the flexibility of being able to play multiple positions is a big deal for us. So we're gonna run a number of guys in different spots to see how they look and can they get acclimated to play in different spots on the field so that when their bat is hot and they're swinging the bat well, we can find a way to get them in the lineup.
All right, when you look at the outfield, I'm thinking back, at least as I think about it, you've got Teodosio in center, who's as good as it comes. Mm-hmm. Kier Meredith looks like he's finally healthy. Mm-hmm. You've got Green, you got Mikowski. You've mm-hmm. got bodies that have played a lot of outfield for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we feel very good with the nucleus of guys that have played a lot of baseball for us. And, the key with Kier, again, is just keeping him healthy. If we can keep him healthy, he's going to be a good player for us. We know Bryce. Bryce is, in my opinion, the best defensive center fielder in the league. We've got to get Bryce in a place where he's more consistent offensively. Michael Green is a very good player. So we feel very good about Michael in the outfield. And then we've got a number of other guys who are going to play some outfield too, along with a couple newcomers that we feel very good about. Dylan Brewer, highly touted player. He was the top-ranked prospect in the state of South Carolina last year, was drafted. He's going to play out there. J.D. Brock, left-handed hitter, left-handed pitcher from the Charlotte area, is going to play some out there. Matthew Lumsden, redshirted for us last year, left-handed hitter with some power, is going to play out there. Matt Cooper will play some outfield, some first base, maybe even catch a little bit for us. And then Elijah Henderson. Elijah played a little bit for us last year, went out and played in the Coastal Plains League, Woodbat League, and was an all-star last summer as well. So we've got a number of guys that can play the outfield. So we feel very good about our outfield depth, and it's just going to be a battle to see who, comes out of the fall as the top three guys, fighting for those starting positions.
Also here in the fall, something I think that Coach Sweeney's going to be a little bit jealous of. You get a couple of exhibition matches, one against Alabama, that'll be here, the one on the road at Tennessee. That's something that's a little new in college baseball, but I think good for the game.
It's very good for the game. We fought for four games, but we're given two. It's just a great opportunity for us to compete against somebody else. And we get the opportunity to get a program like an Alabama coming here to Clemson to play us. And then we get our players the road experience of going on the road and practicing and playing against a good Tennessee team. It's exciting for the guys to be able to compete against somebody else. It does become a little monotonous when all we can do in the fall when it comes to competition is play each other. So being able to put one team on the field and compete against somebody else in the other dugout is certainly exciting to us.
So the structure of this, is it just a one-day, nine-inning deal, or can you all, as coaches, we're trying to do some different things?
Yeah, we can run it however we want to run it. Again, we can play as many innings as we want to play, in the game. And we can do pretty much whatever we want to do. I mean, there's no rules to it. So if we want to run nine guys out there to hit, 10 guys out there to hit, 11 guys. We can do pretty much whatever we want. We kind of, as coaches, we use it to see our guys in different opportunities. Mm-hmm. So we'll pitch as many guys as we can pitch and play as many guys as we can play and just give us a chance to see what our guys can do against somebody else.
Something tells me that's going to be two long days of baseball. That's what both of the coaching staffs will do. Finally, speaking of coaching staffs, a couple of new faces that we have now around the program.
Yeah, very excited about having Jared Broughton as our new volunteer assistant coach. We're going to miss Greg Starbuck. Got an opportunity to go back on full-time at UNC Greensboro and hire Jared. Brings a great experience with him, very energetic, has a great skill set. He's an unbelievable base running guy. So he brings that area of focus to our program, which I think we need. And we stole a lot of bases last year. We want to continue to be able to develop our guys on the base pass, and Jared certainly brings that to the program, and that's exciting. We've got, Thomas Brittle's coming back as a grad manager. He's a manager in the program, going to grad school, and is helping us out, you know, behind the scenes and on the field just with some of the activities that managers are allowed to do. Obviously cannot coach the players, but he's there helping us as coaches, which is great. And then we've got Ben Scheinbaum as a grad manager as well, was a high school coach in Texas, actually played professional baseball with the Yankees and moved into the area. His wife is a professor here at Clemson now, and he was looking to go to grad school and wanted to help the program. I'm like, this guy's got tremendous experience. So those two guys have been unbelievable for us, just with helping set up the equipment and helping us with practice organization and, you know, all the things that managers are allowed to do. It's been a big help for us.
All right, well, have a great fall. I know that we'll chat probably towards the end of all this, but it's here. Have fun with it, and looking forward to a little what we're going to see here in 2020 from your club.
Yeah, we're very excited as well. Can't wait to roll up our sleeves and get to work and get started here with fall baseball.
All right, there you go. Hey, Coach Monty Lee, we talk a little baseball here on the podcast. Don't forget, for everything Clemson Athletics, you can go to clemsontigers.com. Everything right there at your fingertips. For Monty Lee, I'm Don Munson. Thanks for being with us. Go Tigers.